Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, New Year's Eve, 2025. Tuesday, December the 30th, 2025, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. Glad to have you back here on WGH Talk Radio. Remember, the phone lines are open this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. In hour number one, we were looking at the old Marion Star here from 1981. This is November of 1981. And we found an ad in here for Haupt Monuments over on High Street here in Marion. And apparently they are still in business. We gave them a call this morning at the phone number that was listed 45 years ago. Now, we left a message, and hopefully we'll hear back from them, hopefully soon. Does anybody remember Ed Schwatterer, the city treasurer from 1981? That was also another interesting ad in here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody has anything on their mind, feel free to buzz in. We certainly would be glad to hear from you this morning. Let's see, what else did we talk about in hour number one? Well, we talked about downtown Marion. What do you make of them losing their funding? What could be done with downtown Marion to increase, I guess, traffic flow is what you'd want down there. Where are we at with downtown Marion? A lot of people upset that they're not getting their funding, and a lot of people seem to be happy that the funding will be cut. So if you have any discussion on that, feel free to buzz in here. 740-383-9944. Now, another ad here in this newspaper. Now, I don't think this place is still in business. Chapter 13. Stop foreclosure, repossessions, garnishments, while you repay debts under federal court protection. Nicholas W. Jones, attorney at law, 84 North Sandusky, Delaware, Ohio. So apparently he had to go to Delaware to get this guy. I don't know if he's still in business or not. Nicholas W. Jones, attorney at law, could get you out of some trouble if you were in foreclosure, I guess, or repossession, garnishments, all that sort of thing. Now, the ad, that was just over the ad that I was looking at here. The ad in here that caught my mind, or caught my eye, is from the GNC. Now, I don't think we've had a GNC in Marion since the mall closed, or the mall, I guess the mall hasn't closed, it just looks like it's closed, but I think there was a GNC in the mall for a long time. I'm not sure what year they went out, but no GNC anymore. But in this paper from 1981, there's a GNC ad, General Nutrition Centers. America's best nutrition values are at GNC, nearly 1,000 stores coast to coast. Well, I don't know what that's like now, but I guess that's the way it goes. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. On that paper, I know there's some stuff in there about Malone when he was I'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Hmm.
Now, that would be former Mayor Malone, I would guess. Now, let's see if I can find the article about former Mayor Ron Malone. I do see, now, we've been speaking about downtown this morning. There is an article in here about downtown is site of proposed apartments. Well, that's interesting. Let's see here. That's Cardington. That's not Marion. There's another story in here about Cardington. Cardington gets state funds. Then there's a story about Mount Gilead. That's not, I guess, all that important. Mount Gilead news. Let's see here. Washington, Columbus, Cleveland. Where is that story? There's a story about Ronald Reagan. That would be a national story. I'm not sure. In any event, if anybody has a question, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
And maybe you're going to go down to that paper and have it later on or something like that. That's your prerogative. But yeah, I believe, isn't there something about Ron Malone when he was mayor?
Well, I'm looking here. The front page.
There's some juicy stuff in there. You know, I call it juicy because it's political, and it gets juicy when you say that. But back in the day, and I want to just jump around here a minute, and then I'll get off of here. But, you know, all the time I've listened to your show and I've had this laptop, I don't go back to the archives like Charlie's and stuff and listen to any of that. I've never heard a replay. But once in a while when I tune in the morning about 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it may be, Charlie's on there, and I catch some of Charlie Evers' stories and stuff. They're pretty interesting. But the reason I don't, because I'm so afraid of this laptop that if I mess it up, I will miss your show. And I would hate to miss your show. You know, that's got all the juice that you put out. And so I don't touch that. But, like I say, I do get some a little bit of that. But getting back to the main thing is, Charlie was on there, and he had a question in one of the quizzes he was given over the air, and he wanted somebody to name the 8 last mayors that we've had in Marion. Could you obtain that for me today? And I wondered who the last 8 was, starting, let's go with Brother Scherzer and then Kellogg and right down the wire till we get to 8. Will you do that, please?
Yes, I'll see what I can do here. You know, there is a list somewhere, but let me see how far I can go back on my own here. So, let's see. We have Scherzer.
Yeah.
And we'd have Kellogg.
Yeah.
And prior to Jack Kellogg would have been Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Prior to Doc Brown would have been Malone.
Yeah.
Prior to Malone would have been Don Quaintance.
Okay.
You know, and I'm Hap Dollar was in there.
But he might have been deep in there, but we done some work with Hap Holler. He done some legal work for us. He was a great guy. I mean, boy, he was a great guy to talk to. I mean, he was really a down-to-earth fella when we done some dealings with him there.
Oh, and we can't forget, because of George Kasotis, Gail Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland lived down there on Woodrow, down in Oakland Heights area. I remember him. I can see him right now out on the porch pointing a finger at us when we was younger, throwing corn on his porch.
So I think that's the last 8, because, let's see, we'd have Scherzer, Kellogg, Doc Brown, Ron Malone, Don Quaintance. Before Don, I think, was Gail Ireland. And before Gail, because I know Hap Dollar was in the 50s, so I think it would have been Hap Dollar.
Well, see if you can get a few more there. In the 50s, you know, me being born in 41, so I was just not dry behind the years yet today. But, yeah, it's see how deep you can go on those today before you get off the air, if you don't mind, or maybe tomorrow.
We'll work on it. That's a good thing to do. Hey, good idea. Thank you.
It's something to talk about, who the mayor was, because I know some of us know who the mayor was back at that time. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see here. And this goes back a long way, because a lot of these people were in office for a long time. So if we start with Schertzer, we know Schertzer left office in, when did he leave? 2023? Well, I never know how you count that. I guess the last day of 23. Schertzer was there for 16 years, so he came into office in 2009. So Schertzer was there from 09 to 23. No, wait, that doesn't add up, does it? Would have been 2008? I mean, it was 2008 to 24. Well, I guess it'd be 24 he actually left office. Okay, let's do it this way. Well, do they come in odd years? Because Mayor Collins came in 24. So let's do it this way. Okay, 23 is when Schertzer left office. So he would have come in an odd year. So it would have been 07. Okay, so 07 to 23, that would have been 16 years. That would have been Schertzer. Okay, so prior to that, we would have had Kellogg. And Kellogg left in 07, and he was there 16 years, so he would have come into office in, let's see here, what would that have been? 91. Yeah, that would be 16 years. So 91 to 07 would have been Jack Kellogg. And then, prior to Jack Kellogg, we had Doc Brown. Now, I know Doc Brown was only in there 8 years. So Doc Brown must have been in, if you go back 8 years, he must have came in 83, and he would have been there through 91. So that would have been his 8-year period. And then Ron Malone, when this paper was put together, he was not there a full term, because he defeated Don Quaintance, who was running for a fourth term. So he would have left. Actually, I think we had an interim mayor. A matter of fact, I don't remember who the interim mayor. Does anybody remember who the interim mayor was when Ron Malone left? Because Ron Malone, I believe, left before the end of his term. Does anybody remember who that was somewhere around 83? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But Ron Malone was in there less than a term. So he must have gotten in office in 79. So 79 to 83, he was only there one term, less than a term, actually. So that would have been Ron Malone. Then we had Don Quaintance, and I know it was Quaintance, because Malone defeated him. Quaintance was running for a fourth term, but he was in there 3 terms. So Quaintance would have left in 79. So if he was in there 3 terms, that would have been 12 years. So that would put him back to 67 is when Quaintance would have come to office. So Quaintance would have been there 67 to 79. Now, I think, I'm pretty sure that Gail Ireland was there prior to that. But I don't remember exactly what years he was there. And I do know that Hap Dallaire was there in the 50s. So the 50s would have been not too long before that. I don't know. I think that, does anybody have any information on this? Just in your memory bank, people who've been around Marion for a while? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we definitely got Schertzer. from 07 to 23. We've got Kellogg from 91 to 07. We've got Doc Brown, 83 to 91. We've got Ron Malone, 79 to 83. We've got Don Quaintance from 67 to 79. And we've got Gail Ireland and Hap Dollar in there somewhere, in the rigmarole of it all. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the lineage here of mayors of Marion, Ohio? I think it's kind of interesting to go back and look at this. Let's see here. Well, Oh, hey, Christian's out there listening. Hey, Christian, give us a call here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I'm pretty sure there was an interim mayor in there somewhere, though. Well, what about Yazel? Remember Yazel? Wasn't Yazel in there somewhere? Oh, Christian's at work, but he is listening. Well, I hope you're having a good time down there at the State House, Christian. Okay, Yazel, remember Yazel? Well, apparently we're on the radio right now at the Rife Center in Columbus. How about that? Well, we were when the Leszczewskis were on the other night, we were on in New York, we were on in New Jersey, and we were on in Marion, and right now we're on in the Rife Center at in Columbus. Now, Yazel was in there. I think Yazel was prior to Quaintance. Maybe Quaintance only did two terms. Does anybody remember Yazel? Eugene Yazel? I don't think he was in there very long. I think he was only in there about 4 years. Oh, who else? Gail Ireland may have been earlier than that, now that I think about it. Gail Ireland. When was he? And maybe Doc Brown was only one term, because he had been a county commissioner. Let's see. Well, I know I interviewed Hap Dollar's son once. I wonder if he'd have this information. We do have Gail Ireland. Wasn't there a Carl Dune? I think there was a Carl Dune. So that would definitely be the last eight. Okay, so let's go back now. So we'd have Schertzer, Kellogg, Doc Brown, Ron Malone, Don Quaintance, Yazel, Dune, and I think that would be the last eight, wouldn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, let's see here. Well, Mary sent me a list here. Frank Campbell would have been 1913 to 1922. French Crow would have been 22 to 34. Well, these go way back. Okay. Oh, wait a second. I think we found a list of mayors here. All right, here we go. From one of our listeners out there this morning. We thank our listener here for giving us the list of mayors. Okay, here you go. This is the official list of mayors of Marion. Okay, Schertzer, 2008 through 2024. Jack Kellogg, 92 to 2007. Doc Brown, 88 to 91. Apparently only one term. Okay, now here is the interim mayor. Frederick Ballinger. Does anybody remember him? City council president, became mayor per state law at the time, July 1st, 87 to December 31st, 87. Now, he finished out Ron Malone's term. Ron Malone was 80 to 87. So apparently he had two terms almost. Doc Brown did not. And Ron Malone resigned to become Assistant Secretary of State. But now wait a second. Don Quaintance is not on this list. Okay, that can't be right. Well, Don Quaintance is definitely before Ron Malone. I know that. So prior to Ron Malone would have been Quaintance. Quaintance would have been there from 72 to 80, I guess. Well, you know, so maybe only two terms for him. Okay. Yazel was before Quaintance, 66 to 71, 1 2-year and 1 4-year term. Carl Dune was in 60 to 65. Wendell Strong, 58 to 59, only 1 year. Gail Ireland, 56 to 57. Well, they were only in there for 1 year in those days. And then prior to that would have been Harold Robinson, 50 to 55. Okay, so there's your last eight mayors. Jack Kellogg, Mayor Schertzer, Jack Kellogg, Doc Brown, Fred Ballinger, Ron Malone, Don Quaintance, Eugene Yazel, Carl Dune, Wendell Strong, and Gail Ireland. Okay, so do people remember these people? 740-383-9944. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, I've heard stories about Gail Ireland. Apparently, he was a bit of an interesting character. We're hearing from Trish out there this morning about Dune and Strong. Does anybody remember anything about these mayors? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So that would be it. Schertzer, Kellogg, Brown, Ballinger, Malone, Yazel, Dune, Strong, and Gail Ireland. Okay. So, I wonder if Fred Ballinger is still alive. He was the interim mayor in 1987. You never hear about him. Does anybody remember Fred Ballinger here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember Fred Ballinger, the interim mayor that took over for Ron Malone? I don't know. Is he still alive? We'll give him a call here this morning. We called the monument place here. He might have went on to his reward. I'm not sure. You know, I think he has died. Let's see here. Fred Jerry Ballinger. Let's see if it lists the fact that he was mayor here. Well, it says he was city councilman, civil service commissioner, Marion County commissioner, city council president, and interim mayor in 1987. So yes, Jerry is gone. Jerry died in 2019. He was born in 1937. So he would have been 82 when he went on to his reward. So there you go. 740-383-9944. So there you go. Those are your former mayors of Marion. 35 minutes past the hour. Well, I thank the person who sent in the list, and I thank Christian who's listening down at the State House, the Rife Center, in Columbus. But that's interesting. Does anything? I know we have a lot of listeners out there who've been around Marion for quite a while. Do any of those names stick out to you? I mean, obviously we talk about Schertzer and Kellogg quite a bit, but Doc Brown, Ron Malone, Don Quaintance, Yazel, Ireland, Hap Dollar. Does anybody remember Jerry Ballinger and his 9 months as interim mayor when Ron Malone left? You know, I'll tell you somebody who I don't think I've ever had Ron Malone on the show. I don't know what he's doing these days. I wonder what Ron Malone is doing. I know he's still around. He might have been the youngest mayor in Marion history, or pretty close to it. Does anybody know what Ron Malone's doing these days? I don't know. I have not heard for quite a while about Ron Malone. I'm not even sure where he's living now. Maybe somebody does. 740-383-9944. Now, wouldn't he be an interesting person to have in? We could talk to Ron Malone about his days in politics. I know he was big in, well, he was obviously Assistant Secretary of State there for a while. But other than that, I don't know what became of Ron Malone. I'm not sure how active he still is in the party. But, you know, of all those mayors that we just read off there, the ones that I heard the most stories about were Don Quaintance, because Don built the new city hall. And apparently that caused a big kerfluffle in Marion, and people were not a fan of that. Now, prior to him, I think Gail Ireland had a little bit of a bad reputation. Got into a few kerfluffles with people in town. Does anybody remember Gail Ireland or the term of Don Quaintance? Well, Don would have been around in the 70s, I guess. 70s going into the 80s. So I think a lot of people would probably remember Don Quaintance. Other than that, I don't know. 38 minutes past the hour. Does anybody remember these names? Well, we've got a lot of people chiming in out here. We've got our friend who sent us the list of former mayors. We got Christian listening down in Columbus. We've got Trish out there this morning. We've got Mary out there this morning. And we've got our good friend Ted out there this morning who's called in. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this? The former mayors of Marion, now that we've got the last eight, does anybody have anything to say in regard to those mayors? Does anybody have a memory of them? You know, we talk about the current mayor a lot, and we've talked about the previous mayors, but here are some mayors of Marion past. You know, I don't know. Gail Ireland, apparently, well, like I say, Gail Ireland and Don Quaintance were the ones that I heard the most kerfluffle about. 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember living under the mayoralship of Don Quaintance or Yazel? Well, Don Quaintance or Ireland. I don't think Yazel made all that. Well, to my knowledge, I don't think he caused that big of a stir. And I remember interviewing Hap Dollar's son, and I don't think there was a big to-do about that. Or does anybody know where Ron Malone is today? What's he doing? How old would Ron Malone be? I think he was probably born in the 40s, I would think. So Ron would probably be approaching 80 years old himself at this particular time. Isn't that hard to believe? Ron Malone would be on his way to 80 at this point. He was considered kind of like the boy mayor of Marion when he became mayor back in the 80s, unseating Don Quaintance, because Don had built the new city hall, and people were not thrilled with that. See, that's what happens when it gets into the finances. When you start getting into the finances, people get unhappy. By the way, we're part of that history because we are in the old city hall here. We're located in the old city hall, so this building was vacated to make way for the new city hall down on Center Street. And that's what cost Don Quaintance his reelection campaign. But in any event, if anybody would like to add anything to this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. The mayors, how long have the mayors, Mayor and Marion went back to that you might have?
Let's see here. I think it goes back to 1830.
Oh.
Yeah, the first mayor of Marion would have been Nathan Peter in 1830. I don't see any women on this list, but there are some initials. Well, there we go. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 42 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, a lot of these mayors are represented by initials. I don't think there was a woman mayor in there. So I guess that's the way that goes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thought? Well, there's a little history lesson this morning. The first mayor of Marion, 1830, was it? 1830, and would have been Nathan Peter. So that's how that all works out. Well, if anybody finds out where Ron Malone is, have him give me a call or send his information over. He was mayor, I guess, for 8 years. He went on to become an assistant secretary of state. Maybe he could explain to us about the downtown and all the things of that nature. Doc Brown is gone. He's went on to his reward. Don Quaintance is gone. He's went on to his reward. So I guess the only living mayors in Marion history right now are Mayor Schertzer, Mayor Kellogg, and Mayor Malone. And the current mayor, Mayor Collins, so I guess that would be it. Well, I guess when you have two mayors who are in there for 16 years, that'll happen to you. All right, 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, feel free to buzz in. Now, the ad that I was referring to earlier was the General Nutrition Center's GNC ad. Now, what's interesting about this GNC ad from 1981... is they've got a lot of prices listed for certain foods here. Okay, let's take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll just have to let that stuff go, but you didn't have a show on or nothing like that. When was the first show going on the WWGH?
The first show here, 2014.
So that's when you started it, right?
That's when this station started, yeah.
Yeah, so there wasn't any more radio stations pertaining to you that I listened to.
Well, I was at WDCM pre-2014. prior to this.
That wasn't like open to the public to call in or anything, was it?
Oh, yeah, we used to take phone calls over there, and then I was at WMRN prior to that.
Yeah, but what years was that, Scott?
Well, WDCM would have been prior to here, so I'm guessing it would have been somewhere. Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to think. Probably 2011, 2010 until here. And then I was at WMRN prior to that. And WMRN, that probably would have been matter of fact, there's a picture in the newspaper this week with Jack Kellogg there as mayor, so it would have been prior to 2007.
Yeah.
And I was interviewing Jack Kellogg when he was mayor back at WMRN. So that would have.
I know it was still dark when you was the first one I talked to, and you wouldn't put out much information. Like I asked you if it was McDonald's or something like that, and I couldn't get much out of it. When the very first in the morning, early, in, maybe 5:30. Can you recall that when you was on radio?
Oh, yeah. When I started at MRN, yeah. It was, we used to have to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 newscast.
So I started talking to you back then, so whatever year that was.
Well, what year do you think it was? Because I really don't remember. Because when I started there, I did 10 weeks as an intern in college. So I know I was in college. So it would have been that time period, and then they gave me a job at the end of the 10 weeks. So it would have had to have been late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
I was just late calling in there. I first started calling in. I know it was around 5:30 in the morning that I talked to you, and there wasn't very many call-ins, but I was pretty city there for a while. But I think I was still working and stuff, and maybe I just give it up or something like that. But anyhow, it's been a pleasure doing it all the time. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, I really don't remember. And you don't know the date because there's nothing was recorded back in those days. So I don't know. I did not start recording things at WMRN until a few years after being there, because then I was doing the celebrity interviews, and I thought, well, maybe people would want to hear these at another time. But I don't remember the exact start date, to be honest. I know Jack Kellogg was mayor. I do know that, because he used to come down every, one Thursday a month? He would come down, and we would do an interview in the studio. And then when he left, Mayor Schertzer, I was still at MRN when Mayor Schertzer was elected. I remember covering that election. And then, well, Mayor Schertzer was obviously in there until I came here. So there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, feel free to give me a call. But we went through the list of mayors there. Everybody from Hap Dollar, Gail Ireland, Yazel. Yazel is known for something, and I can't remember why Yazel was important. Something happened when Yazel was mayor, because I remember reading something about Yazel being mayor, and something happened. Well, I don't know. And if anybody has any connections to Ron Malone, let me know. Maybe we'll get old Ron Malone on the show. I never thought about having Ron Malone on, because I don't know that his tenure as mayor was all that. He went on to state politics, so I think that became the bigger part of his career. So I never really spent much time researching Ron Malone. But if anybody has any information on Ron Malone, let me know. 740-383-9944. He'd be an interesting person to talk to. And I think Christian's right. I think he is still down in the Columbus area. Apparently, he was at the DNC last year. Isn't Ron Malone about 80 now? He would have to be somewhere in that area. Because if he was mayor in the early 80s, that's 40 years ago. So let's say he was, you know, 30, 40. Let's say he was 30 in those days. Well, that would put him in his 70s now. So he would have to be in that age category. I don't know. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. I don't know how I ever did that 5:30 newscast. Holy moly. I don't know why we needed news at 5:30 in the morning, but I still remember doing that. I think it was 5:32. 5:32 every morning we did a live newscast on AM, which was always interesting, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
Am I right or wrong? I think Malone was mayor when the Popcorn Festival started in 81.
I do believe so. I think that's right. Do you remember anything about Yazel? About something he was tied in with?
Yeah, that name rings a bell to me, but I was wondering when... retired in 04 and from Whirlpool, and I worked at the railroad 20 years, I worked at Whirlpool 20 years, and I've been retired 22 years, so that takes care of 62 years, so I don't think these talk radio things was on much earlier than that, but when was the last term of Eisenhower president?
Eisenhower? Eisenhower would have been 60.
Yeah, and Carol and I got married in 62. So, you know, when you say Eisenhower, my God, that's a long, long time ago. And I thought, well, that can't be that long ago for our president of the United States. But he was president, and after Eisenhower was who?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, yeah. And Kennedy, that's the term I wanted to get. Kennedy just a short time and he got assassinated, so that was right when Carol and I got married in 62, March of 62. So that's how long we've been around, and then as far as calling in, it started later than that I enjoyed listening to Charlie and your show and everything like that. Have a good one, Scott. Bye.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. You know, I was just, now I'm trying to think. Okay. I did the last charity ball. The last charity ball would have been, it was the 80th charity ball. So that would have been, let's say, 07. Now, I did that broadcast with Madge Cooper, because that was the last broadcast that she had done or did. But she had been inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame prior to that, and I inducted her into the Broadcast Hall of Fame. So it's all in there somewhere. But I don't remember exactly the chronology. That's why I always say it's somewhere around 25 years that I've been doing this. Somewhere around 25. Because, you know, 12 here, and then I did, 3 or 4 at WDCM, so that would be around 15, and then I was at WMRN for, prior to that, I know 2007, so there you go, in any event. But I was doing interviews before that because there were people who had died prior to 2007. I remember interviewing a lady named Florence Stanley, who was an actress, and I think she died in 2003, 2004. I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but that's the chronology. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's go back to the phones here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I don't know who dropped the bomb, but what's causing the no call-ins as of now?
You know what? I think there's nothing going on downtown. I think that's what it is. And I think a lot of people are on vacation for the holiday.
Okay. Well, there has to be an excuse for it somehow. I listen to you all the time, and it's cold outside, and I'm not outside mowing the grass yet, so I just thought, I was wondering, it seemed funny the last 2 days, and I said to Carol, I said, I'm going to call in about one of these questions Scott's got. So I did, Scott, so I was just wondering what's on the agenda for tomorrow.
Hey, New Year's Eve, I'm not sure yet. Maybe we'll talk about the year that was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yeah, I think that's part of the, you know, it's interesting. As I've always said, when you do interviews, that's a whole different audience. When you do trivia, that's a whole different audience. And when you do stuff like this, history, that's a whole different audience. So I think it's just whatever interests people. But, you know, we do have people listening who are sending messages, like Christian and our friend who sent the list of mayors and Mary out there and so on and so forth. So I think, you know, it's just whatever we're talking about, whatever interests people. There's no big drama going on right now. So I think that's part of the problem. But it's interesting to go down and talk about some of these things. I'm sure it will all dust back up again as we head into the new year. I think give it just a few days and everything will be all wound up again. Plus, I think people are cold right now. A lot of people are cold and on vacation. And I heard there were several power issues in Marion yesterday. And I don't know if those have all resolved themselves at this particular point. But it's been a fun broadcast this morning, 57 minutes past the hour here. And if anybody else would like to call in, hey, you can call in and just say hello. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you just want to call in and say hello, feel free. We can discuss that as well. But, you know, it's just one of those times where there's not a whole lot of news going on. Not a whole lot of the water's not in danger. I don't know what's the city is what it is. We'll just wait and see what happens there. Downtown Marion. I don't know what the story is going to be there. We talked about that earlier. I do want to remind everybody we will not be on Thursday morning. That's New Year's Day. We won't be on then, but we will be on tomorrow morning, so that'll be fun. New Year's Eve, maybe we'll look back on the year that was. The year that was 2025. Last day of 2025 tomorrow. Can you imagine that? Then we'll be more than a quarter of the way through this century. But you know, I'll tell you what. We may not have had a lot of calls today, but I have had a lot of fun talking about things together, learning things together. You know, talking about the history of Marion mayors. You know, I learned some stuff there. Who were the last 8 mayors? How they all fit in to this piece of the puzzle in Marion. But I there's something about Yazel that I am not remembering. And I would like to get a hold of Ron Malone. So if anybody knows anything about Ron Malone, let me know. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I can't let it go any farther. When are we going to hear about those Buckeyes? Is the big Buckeye fan from Columbus, is he going to be on the air with you tomorrow?
We might have to do that. We might have to do that. You're right. I forgot about that.
You better do it, and we want to hear from the Buckeye guy, and he's going to be out there, no doubt.
No doubt. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, well, maybe we'll put in a call to the Buckeye guy, and we'll see if we can get him in. Linda out here just said, I'm with you every day unless at the Lake Cottage, no Wi-Fi. So Linda's out there listening as well, and so is Phil. So, there you go. There are people out there listening this morning, maybe just not able to call in. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but
I can tell. With it,
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot.
Yeah,
he's never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know.